In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO.
We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. This is the People Speak. I am Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. We're going to be talking today with Barb Brown, registered dietitian at Sparta Community Hospital. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me aboard here.
A nice day out there.
It's gorgeous.
Finally spring, I think.
Yes, I think it's here.
I think we've got a few days of cooler weather coming, but
that's
nothing
okay.
That's
all right.
I heard on the forecast last night, I guess up in northern states and Minnesota, and that they're looking, some areas even 30 inches of snow. I'm like, well,
we don't need more snow up there. It's going to come our way.
Yeah, that's they get the snow and it causes them problems, then it causes us problems.
Oh, big time. And the rivers are already looking pretty full,
right? So what are some things we got going on at Sparta Hospital?
We have all kinds of things going on at Sparta Hospital. The first thing is I want to remind everybody about Dr. Scott Barclay. And he is out at what we call our Northtown Clinic, and that is out by McDonald's and Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And his hours are available. He's available for us working folk because his hours are Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then he also has hours on Saturday from 9 to 4, which really helps out those of us that have working responsibilities or kids are in school and that kind of
thing.
Right.
I was going to say that. Usually they'll say, well, what's a good time to set up an appointment? I'm like, well, you know,
exactly. Like, it's tough.
You know, well, we're here till 5 or we're here till 4. You know, it's like, oh, I don't get off until 4, you know, so.
And our health needs our
mm-hmm,
attention. And
exactly.
So the hospital is trying to make hours available to everyone, which is great. And then another thing that I know we've talked about in the past is our Save a Slot campaign out of Convenient Care. And if you call ahead, you can schedule your slot for between 12:30 and 4:30, Monday through Friday. So that's pretty cool, too. So you don't have to just sit in the waiting room. You actually have an appointment from 12:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. So call early and get one of those slots, and that's great. And another project is our same-day pledge, and that's if you go with one of our primary care providers, you can call by noon to their clinic, and you will be seen in their clinic that day.
Wow!
So call early, and you will be seen by a provider in that clinic.
So you don't have to sit there and think, oh, it's going to be weeks or days.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly, and that's torturous.
It is,
especially
it is.
With kids or something.
It,
and
true,
it's you want to be seen today if you have a chronic or serious issue. And then the fibromyalgia support group is meeting tonight. It's their normal monthly meeting, the second Wednesday. And they meet at Broadway Plaza in the auxiliary building at Broadway Plaza and at 6 o'clock tonight. So those are the routine things that are happening at Sparta Community Hospital.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and squeeze our break in here. And we'll
Sounds great.
Talk some more with Barb Brown from Sparta Hospital. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:35. Welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and we're talking today with Barb Brown, registered dietitian at Sparta Community Hospital. We're talking about some of the programs and services available at Sparta Hospital, and what else?
I forgot to tell you when we were talking before the break about the auxiliary activities that are going on. Their annual salad luncheon is in May, so watch for the notifications on the time and the
those
day.
Those luncheons are always good, too.
Oh, yes. Those ladies are great. And then their annual gift shop sale is coming up, so you might want to watch for that too, because they really clear out some wonderful things to make room for more wonderful things.
Right. What's nice about that, you know, you think, oh, the hospital gift shop, you know, balloons, stuffed animals. No, they've got everything in there.
Oh, they're their best places. I love to go to hospital gift shops for jewelry and purses.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. Wonderful.
I did a story on it when I was working for the newspaper several years ago, and looking in there, it's like you're in a department store. I mean, you've, like you said, purses hanging there.
And there's clothes. You know, jewelry. And yeah. Oh, no, they're purses and jewelry. Oh. The best things for women.
Right.
And also, our new website is up and running. So for you that enjoy getting on the computer, www.spartahospital.com. And you will see everything that's new and everything that's offered at the hospital. Another reason to go to spartahospital.com is we have numerous employment opportunities at the hospital and the clinics. So go on spartahospital.com and look at the opportunities for work, too. Many uses for the website now.
Just put a nice big picture of the hospital there at the homepage.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's about everything of what's up and coming. And then, of course, I preach health every day, diabetes mostly, do a lot of individual diabetic education, and I'm doing a program now that is being pushed by the CDC. It's called, more initials, DPP, which is the Diabetes Prevention Program. And that is so vitally important for especially people over the age of 40. And there are still younger people that can utilize it, of course. But if we can get the 40s, 50s, and even in the 60s to pay more attention to their health now, their health as in their retirement years will be much better, much, much better. Spend less time at doctors and more time enjoying is the dream.
Right. Yeah, I'd much rather be out enjoying the weather and the sun and stuff than sitting in a waiting room.
Definitely, definitely. And it's nothing scientifically challenging. It's eating less and moving more. It's a mathematical equation. So we all just need to watch what we're eating, smaller amount, eat on a smaller plate. We eat with our eyes. Our eyes tell us how much we're going to eat, and then we gorge ourselves. So it's eating on that luncheon plate instead of a dinner plate.
Right.
Some people don't let their food touch. Always drove parents crazy, but for good reason. Smaller portion.
Right.
Smaller portion.
Yeah, I was at a banquet here a while back, and I noticed the plates were, it was a buffet style, but the plates were small.
Yes, yes.
And
from their angle, you take less, it's less expensive.
And, you know, normally I have a full-size plate, and I'll pretty well load it up. And then I feel overfull.
Gorged.
I had that one, and I had a good amount on it. When I finished, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to be going back for more. I didn't. I was fine.
It takes 10 to 15 minutes for tummy to talk to brain and say, hey, I'm full down here. Now, I'm not very tall. You're much taller, but it still takes 10 to 15 minutes. And think how much food we can consume in those 10 to 15 minutes without thinking. And then we are over full.
Right. So rather than your stomach saying, okay, we're full, it says, wait, whoa, we made a mistake here.
Yes, yeah. So it's just coming to grips with what we actually need, the amount we actually need on a daily basis per meal, and just cutting back.
True.
And people will make fun of you, but it's not their health. It's your health. So you just sort of have to put a wall up and say, well.
Get used to them saying, it's like, is that all you're going to eat?
Bingo. Yes. Yes, it is. It truly is. That's all I need. Yeah. And make each bite as healthy as possible.
True. Which means, you know, watch what you're putting on, you know.
Yeah, stay away from a lot of fried foods. And there's no food we can't eat, but let's be reasonable. Never order fries, because somebody at the table with you has ordered fries, and there's 5,000 of them, so you steal 5 or 6 of them. And you have your taste for fries, and none of them are staring you at the face.
How do these air fryers they have now do?
Wonderful.
Are they?
They really are. They really are. They get crunchy. And that's what we want, is crunch. That's why we like fried foods, because it crunches. But yes, they're keeping a lot of people away from extra calories big time.
And you don't have all that grease that soaks in while they're...
And they're so easy to clean.
Are they?
Oh, yes. Yes. My husband has tried to make it fail. hasn't succeeded yet. So it's, chicken strips, fries, anything that we like fried, really good in it.
He's probably got a big bottle of oil sitting somewhere. So just when that thing fails, you know, over there, I've got this here ready.
And I hate cleaning up greasy dishes. That grease just never seems to go away.
True. True. And then it gets in your sink, and then for, you know, too much longer, then all of a sudden your water doesn't want to drain.
Yes. Yes.
So just avoid the grease, right?
Avoid all grease, yes. It really is. We should stay away from fried foods. We really should. We wouldn't place bacon grease down our kitchen sink, so why do we put it down, quote-unquote, our sink
right.
and expect True. Us to be healthy?
Exactly. So like you said, just portion size.
Portions. And let's not forget the exercise part. Again, it's a mathematical equation.
Right.
How much we eat, how much we're going to use up. Well, to use up our calories, we have to do more every day.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, I can't run a marathon. You don't have to run a marathon. You can park back farther in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into Walmart or Kroger or any of the stores you shop in, Buckeyes, and walk around the store once or twice mm-hmm. before you start shopping.
Right. If you're going in for the pharmacy, park way down on the market end, and then you have to walk
exactly.
all the way.
Yes, yeah. It's wiggling in those extra steps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more movement. If you have stairs in your house or stairs at work, go up and down the stairs for exercise two or three times, and then go to whatever you were going to do on that upper floor or down floor. Anything you can do to weasel in more exercise. And don't forget, if you're diabetic, to really, really pay attention to your intake and your movement, because we want those glucose numbers within whatever normal range your doctor has set for you. Normal glucose is 70 to 100. Pre-diabetes is 100 to 125. And then anything over that 125 is actually deemed diabetes. So if I can keep a person in the pre-diabetes realm of 100 to 125, their overall long-term health is seeming to be much better. And all that takes is a little effort on your part to eat healthier and move more, to get off excess weight, and to keep it off as you're aging. I do a program now called Diabetes Prevention Program, okay. the DPP, and that's all we address, is trying to get off a little bit of excess weight, eating healthier, and moving more. So, give me a call at Sparta Hospital. My number is 443-1435. I do all kinds of education for your health, be you diabetic or be you mm-hmm. just concerned about your health. I'm here to help you.
You know, and talking about exercise, you know, I have Larry in here. In fact, he'll be in next Wednesday.
Oh, good, good.
And we always talk about, you know, it's like, people come in, it's like, well, I don't have time for this. It's like, you got 20, 30 minutes, you know, you got enough time to get started, you know.
We need time to exercise. Mm-hmm. Move. It's a minute here. It's 5 minutes there.
Right.
Do we all have 2 hours a day? Oh, absolutely not. But we've got time. Mm-hmm. We do have time.
So, all right, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and take our next break here and be back. You're listening to The People Speak. Welcome back. This is The People Speak, 9:51. Got about a little over six minutes left in the program today. We're talking with Barb Brown from Sparta Hospital, and we're talking about some of the events and some of the services offered, and also about eating as well. So some of those things that we talked about at the beginning there,
right after we
talked about that one, it was kind of ironic that the spot that played for the hospital was related to that.
Yes. And we are here to promote the health of our community. We're in so many communities around Sparta. But that is our goal, is just to make everyone healthier, more healthy, and promote health in general.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what all my programs are, is just promoting health in general.
Right.
With any disease entity you do have, it's just trying to be as healthy as we can be. And our gene pools are our gene pools. That's what we are made of.
True.
But we don't have to blame our gene pools or our parents or grandparents. It is up to us to take our health seriously. And if you've got younger kids, to take your health serious now so that they learn from your habits,
mm-hmm.
Your eating habits, your exercise habits, and hopefully just be healthier for the long run.
True, true. And you were talking about like the where you can call convenient care and schedule it.
I love that one.
It's kind of nice because, I mean, you don't wake up and say, Yeah, I think probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going to come down with the flu. So I,
oh, no. We never get to plan ahead. No, it's the Save a Slot. And you can call Convenient Care, and that's 443-1362, or if you've heard, 443-1-DOC, D-O-C. And you will be seen between 1230. You can schedule to be seen between 1230 and 430. So, pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty great, because most of the physicians' offices, providers' offices, are rather booked, so this gives you an opportunity to be seen that day.
And one positive thing with healthcare too, now we have nurse practitioners, we have
many that help.
Physicians' assistants, all this, you know, I mean,
goodness, yes.
It takes a little bit of, a lot of the load actually off of the doctors, who for years have just been swamped. You know, I mean, you call,
with
it's like,
everything,
well, we can't get you in before
pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Yes, so it really allows the doctors to see the cases that are more appropriate for them. The nurse practitioners, et cetera, can do what is more appropriate for their level. So it's helping get a lot more people seen on a daily basis.
Right. So.
And also, Dr. Barclay, I like to talk about his hours, because for those of us that work, it's sometimes hard to get into physicians. And his hours, and he's at Northtown Clinic, or North Campus Healthcare, Tuesday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 7 at night. And then he actually is open on Saturdays from 9 a. to 4 p., which is great, which is marvelous.
True.
That's up by McDonald's. Mm-hmm. By McDonald's. And then there is the same-day pledge, and you can call your clinic. If you call before noon, you will be seen by a provider in that clinic that day. May not be the provider that you normally see, but you will be seen in that clinic, so your records are still there and by that in that day.
So an ache of pain or
right.
a little bit of a virus or something.
Exactly.
You know, just get something, an antibiotic or something to help with that, you know? I mean,
can't beat it. And eat healthier and move more. If you don't do anything, do those two things. That solves so many of our issues. If we just eat healthier and move more, it helps us physically, it helps us mentally. Drink plenty of water, especially going into the summer. Dehydration does not do well for our bodies, our brain, or our bodies. Not that the brain isn't part of our body, but we need to keep ourselves hydrated big time, especially in this neck of the woods.
You know, I sometimes, you know, buy the bottled water, and I sit there and think, oh, why am I spending all this when I can just turn on the faucet? But and actually, I think it helps me to get the more water in. You know,
because it's staring at you. It's
right.
Sitting on your desk. It's not something that you have to get up and go, you know, get a glass of water. Anything that reminds you to drink more.
Mm-hmm.
Always carry a glass with you or a bottle with you. Just drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
We need to.
Which, like, you know, soda is not good for you, but yet, you know, you have it. It's in the bottle. It's sitting there, and it's like, I mean, it's just almost an unconscious thought. You just grab the bottle, take the
top. It calls your name.
Yeah, exactly. You set the water bottle there in place of the soda bottle, and
and you drink it also.
Exactly.
It's staring at you. Yes. Anything to remind you to be healthier. It's putting your shoes at the doorway to remind you to go walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting the leash, if you have a dog, the leash at the doorknob to remind you to go walk your dog, just not let them out and run on their own. Anything to remind you to get it back into your habits.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are our habits, and to weasel a habit in at our age is a challenge. It's a challenge. It's not that we don't want the new habit, but we have to work at getting it into our daily habit routine.
Right. So it's just, like you said, it's just establishing a pattern.
Yes. It's wanting to be healthier, and what are you going to do to get there? And there's a lot of us out there to help you, anybody. Just don't go it alone.
Right. And I found before, several years ago, I was going to the gym and working out on a regular basis, probably 5 to 6 days a week.
Marvelous.
And it got to be a routine to where as if something came up or was sick for a few days and I missed 2 days, I was like, wow, I need to get there, but I really just don't feel good right now. You just feel like you need, you know, like you're missing something if you're not going.
And it helps you so much more mentally, too.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise just really helps you in a wonderful mental status.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit for that to lock in, but once it locks in, you know,
it's got you.
Mm-hmm.
It has you, yes.
Of course, it can go away, too, if you get out of the habit for a period of time. And
man,
then
it's tough getting
back
in. Yes,
it is.
Tough. And I think that's where all our heating habits come from, too, is we have them we have good eating habits, mm-hmm. but then we get out of the habit of eating healthier, eating more fruits, eating more vegetables, eating less fried foods, because mm-hmm. we're in a rush and we eat out, and you can still eat out and be healthy, right. but you have to watch those portion sizes.
In this day and age, too, everything seems to be rush here, rush there, oh, yes. you know, and stuff. So, which makes fast food seem more enticing. It's like, okay, I don't have time to sit down and eat, so I'm just going to grab, a burger and fries or something somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Don't do the fries, and don't eat the bun on the mm-hmm. burger.
Well, I did
have like said, and like I said, steal somebody else's fries.
Right. You can eat a couple of them that
but
way.
Really watch your bread portions. Really get rid of the bread. Have a potato instead of bread, more healthier. Mm-hmm. Eat the skin on a baked potato, small, and eat the protein. We don't need the bread. Okay. Extra calories.
Right. All right, well, looks like we're out of time, but...
All right.
Harp, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's always nice to join you.
All right. We will talk to you again tomorrow. You're here on The People Speak. Have a great day.